Dial Daily Bread, Book 1, Chapter 259. The Elijah message is here, don't overlook it. God's promise regarding Baal worship is tremendous good news because it means He will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Israel was in a terrible condition spiritually when the Lord sent him to King Ahab with his terrible news of drought and famine. But there was no other way to arouse the apostate people of God. Elijah was sent to them in love. We want to be very careful that we know how to recognize Elijah when the Lord sends him again. Every one of us without exception should walk in fear and trembling lest we make the same mistake the Jews did in the days of John the Baptist. There Elijah came and went and they had no idea what had happened. Ancient apostate Israel hated the messenger of the Lord when he sent him. Ahab and Jezebel wanted to kill him, and when the leaders of the Jewish church saw the new Elijah and John the Baptist, they didn't recognize him. They said, "He has a demon." Wouldn't it be terrible if, in these last days, we treated our new Elijah that way and didn't know what we were doing? There Elijah was a humble man, notably not dressed in soft garments as in king's houses. Someone very humble, despised and rejected by men as was Jesus, may have come already, and we did not know him but did to him whatever we wished. Let's study the story of John the Baptist. God is faithful. Many people today sigh and cry over all the abominations they see in the land, but let them not yield to sinful despair and beat their fellow servants in their frustration. The Elijah message is here somewhere. Don't misunderstand and overlook it.